This is Marketplace. I'm Rima Khreis. In the wake of the Supreme Court's decision to end race-based affirmative action, we are now seeing more schools pulling back on giving preference to applicants who are related to alumni. Occidental College, a private liberal arts school in Los Angeles, is among the latest to end legacy admissions. But the benefits of being a legacy student often don't end at the admissions office. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes explains.
About six decades ago, President Lyndon Johnson called education the most important door that will ever open. Legacy applicants, then and now, get more help opening those doors. Jennifer Jessies, an independent college admissions consultant in Virginia.
It's kind of like the difference between walking into a party and not knowing anybody and walking into a party and you know everybody there.
Legacy applicants know people who've gotten into this party before and can make calls on their behalf.
You're probably going to get a private tour. You're not going to have to go on the normal tour. You're going to have more one-on-one.
That kind of informal access can give applicants a better sense of how the admissions process works, which can boost their chances of getting in, says Mamie Void, who leads the Institute for Higher Education Policy. She also points out there are big financial benefits to being a legacy, such as scholarships specifically aimed at them.
And we've even seen some instances where students who are out of state can qualify for in-state tuition at a public institution if their parents are members of the alumni association.
Which can make the difference between being able to attend or not. And sometimes the benefits continue once a student has enrolled.
Where they have access to special welcome receptions or even early move-in opportunities so that they can move into the dorms before other students.
Voigt says these kinds of things can help students adjust to college, which also means they'll be better equipped to graduate. So legacy students are not only more likely to get into the party, they're more likely to avoid a hangover once the party ends. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.